When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. Hello and welcome to All Your Favorite Bands Suck. I am your host, the coolest man alive, Jesse Blaze Snyder. And I got sad news for you. All your favorite bands, they suck. Unless your favorite band is Rage Against the Machine, because that's who your favorite band should be. You should be listening to Rage Against the Machine. And if you have not been listening to Rage Against the Machine, you're doing yourself such a terrible disservice, and I am here to fill your mind with all of the wonderful things that you should listen to regarding Rage Against the Machine. And it's really funny, before I recorded this show, I decided, unlike my previous episode with The Offspring, because I'm like, I was just being honest, I'm like, I don't care about bands, and I just care about their music, and I'm just going to tell you what you should listen to. And I was like, I don't know, is that lame? Should I at least like learn something about some of these bands that I love? I'm like, man, I'll just put on like a little background documentary thing. And I was like listening to it. I listened to like three of them. And at a certain point I just went, oh my fucking God, I don't care. I don't fucking care. I don't care. I think most people are like me and we don't care. I don't care about them. What songs do they sing? Do they have good songs? Yes. Rage Against the Machine has fucking incredible songs. I've talked about before my three album rule. Rage has two incredible albums of originals and a cover record that is freaking off the wall. Next Level has some of my favorite songs of all time on it. Their album in the middle of their two great albums, the self-titled Rage Against the Machine and The Battle of Los Angeles, which is like a near-perfect record, The Battle of Los Angeles, is Evil Empire, which is a great record by any number of standards, but compared to their debut record and The Battle of Los Angeles and their cover record, it just pales in comparison. So I'm going to start with the initial album, which, talk about a wicked album cover. I mean, it's so crazy. I was like, gotta get like split down the middle about things like this, because it's slightly exploitative. This picture of this monk who is setting himself on fire to use this picture. But it said something about the band and where their minds were at. And the album is the same. Both Tom Morello and Zach, I always want to call him Zach Galifianakis, Zach De La Roca, they both experienced a lot of racism growing up, and also had very political upbringings, parents who were political and, more aggressive in the political sphere. And, you know, I think that's the biggest thing why I love Rage Against the Machine and the reason to love Rage Against the Machine. They really believe all this stuff, you know, like it's genuine, you know, it's not some vibe that they've chosen. I think the vibe chose them. And it's very clear in so many bits of their material. To give some perspective here, this again was a band that I was listening to when I was growing up. To give perspective, you know, my father was a rock star in the 80s, and those bands were kind of skipped over in terms of being deified because I met some of them and I would hear stories about other ones and my dad wouldn't be talking about them like they were a big deal. Those were his peers. So I have the rock stars that I grew up with and the rock stars I inherited from him, which tend to go like 70s back. I have a few loves from the 80s, but in general, the 80s is a little bit of a blank spot for me. And it's big like 70s and 60s and even 50s and stuff. And you go back. And then this, though, is like my formative years as a teenager where I was discovering my own stuff. And Rage Against the Machine is probably for me the greatest band of all time. Next to my father as a writer and some of the contributions, you know, that I think Twisted Sister made, but I really think that Rage Against the Machine is next level. So many of the things that I loved about Twisted Sister and the writing of Dee Snider. And, you know, these songs, some of them get very specific and, you know, you kind of can blank out the parts of it that don't apply to you. I always enjoy when the songs are a little bit open-ended so anybody can kind of put themselves in it. I try to write things like that myself. And some of them are, but most of them, at least the parts, you know, everybody can understand, fuck you, I won't do what you tell me. And you know, the choice to put that out as a first single for Rage Against the Machine, or an early single for them, I'm not sure which, was a good one. You know, I have a band called Dilf USA. We still play Killing the Name Of. I really want to play some of these other songs. I've been playing Killing the Name Of for a while. You know, it just goes over so great. It's so universal, that song. And there's so much here. I have a band, Baptized by Fire, that I used to play in before my drummer passed away. And the song Bomb Track we used to play all the time, which is the opening track of this self-titled Rage Against the Machine track. And it goes 1, 2, 3, and it's just another bomb track. And Sucks have been thinking that they could fake this. It's such a great opening track to a record. I mean, it just goes right into itself and speaks to you. Super freaking cool track. You know, not as strong and powerful as all the singles that come off this track, but a wonderful opener. Something that, you know, it's really makes it worth listening to this record in order, because this record goes Bomb Track and then two of the singles that blew up, Killing in the Name Of and Take the Power Back, which was a hit for them on the radio. A song called Settle for Nothing, which is a great tune, but not as strong as the next three, which were all singles for them, hit singles for them. Bullet in the Head, which is perhaps one of my favorite songs of all time. It demonstrates that less is more and heaviness isn't necessarily noisiness. You know, I think people are like, oh, how heavy it is. Bullet in the Head literally just breaks down to this 1, 2, 3 and with some space, and it goes band and just victims of the in-house drive-by, band and band, band. They say jump, we say how high. Trying to get the lyrics right, probably not, but that feel, that vibe, it's so heavy. And there's so much really to love about that song, Bullet in the Head. What a beautiful song. And then something that moves by and cuts through like a knife into your brain, Know Your Enemy, which is the track right after that. The 1-2 punch on this record, I used to just listen to these two songs back to back, back to back, 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 back. There's a great rapper who had taken the guitar lick from Know Your Enemy and did it into a loop and was doing a rap hook to it that I used to love. I'm blanking out on his name. Maybe it'll come to me. Know Your Enemy and Bullet in the Head. And then after that on this record is a song called Wake Up, which has, it's like an homage to a Zeppelin song, I'm pretty sure. This was a big track on the Godzilla soundtrack and big hit for them kind of after the fact, even though it was funny because it was like on the record and it was like, man, how come they didn't release that as a single? And then it came out in support of the soundtrack and you were like, okay, well, there it is now. There's another track on here called Fistful of Steel after that, which is a good one. It's a much heavier tune, not necessarily for everybody. I think generally a lot of this stuff everybody will enjoy. There's a couple tracks on this record that are a little heavy. Township Rebellion is next up. That's a cool one. Like really, really a cool song. I think it's been used in some soundtracks, whatever else. They would play it live. It's a great tune. And then even better than that is one of the first singles off the record, which was Freedom. And Freedom, at the time, and still to this day, one of my favorite movies is Braveheart. And, you know, you remember Mel Gibson getting his guts cut out going, Freedom! You know, so when that song came out, Freedom, it just like rang true with me. And I think that was the one that really got me into the band. But as soon as I opened up this album and put this on, I mean, like I said, you know, Bomb Track came on and I was like, wow. And then Killing the Name of, Take the Power Back, and I was like, whoa. And then Settle for Nothing's like good, and I'm like, okay, that's all right. And then the next one, Bullet in the Head, amazing. Know Your Enemy, amazing. Wake Up, amazing. Fistful of Steel's pretty good. Township Rebellion's pretty good. Freedom, amazing. Whoa, holy crap. I mean, this is like a near perfect record here. It's really, really incredible. The next record that they put out, I think it was hard to live up to the previous record, but it's called Evil Empire. It's got a cool album cover with this smirky kid, which I found out the story is that like the smirk is because he's gonna change things. He knows what's going on and he's gonna change things. And I thought that was a really cool thing because like that was the whole me as a listener. I was like, yeah, these people know what's up. World is corrupt.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Of course, the corrupt world that we were in seems to have only worked back on the low-end white people of the universe as opposed to any of the high-end people who are controlling all the money and keeping us down. Instead, we're still fighting with one another. It's just so crazy. It's so crazy. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. It's just, we're always just fighting. I want everybody to get along. I'm a centrist, you know, I love everybody. I don't care if you're on the right. I don't care if you're on the left. I do believe that if you're not actively trying to kill me, that means you're probably hoping the world is better tomorrow than it is today. And that, you know, that's it. You know, I think we all have to come together, focus on the things that we have in common, and, you know, help each other out. Because sometimes, as we see, this political movement, like, you know, if you want to, like, talk about certain things, like, you know, to some degree, the band is as much a part of the establishment, and Tom Morello is as much as a part of the establishment as ever. I mean, De La Roca still has reluctantly not gone back with the band, probably because he's sticking to his guns on that level, and he knows it's like legit, like he doesn't want to be a part of this system, and there's just everybody's being manipulated. You know, that's what I hope. I hope he's gotten next level and he sees that like the agenda on the left has gotten like really just like over, it's been an overcorrection that's really been like persecuting the right for no good reason and dividing us further and preventing conversation, and most people are in the middle of everything, and the people in the middle of everything are just very aggravated by all of this angry conversation, and that we can't move things forward and make progress on planet Earth. Does it seem like we're making any progress? Doesn't seem to me like we're making any progress whatsoever at any time. It, like, you're like, oh, my person got elected. Yeah, but Obama didn't make any progress really. And Donald Trump was like a real step back in so many ways, even though he actually did make some progress. Like, we didn't have any war, you know, that's wonderful, you know, and he did a couple good things that I liked with the pharmaceutical industry, like putting caps on prices and stuff, and I wanted those things done. And when Joe Biden was brought into office, he walked back on the caps on the prices for insulin and things like that. So it's like, it's never what you think. I never imagined that the Democrat would walk back on those things. I was so surprised that Donald Trump did it in the first place. And then, of course, he's involved in war stuff. And like, I don't want to be involved in war stuff. And I never thought the Democrats would be the ones that I would worry about being involved in war stuff. So this, everything's really crazy and more nuanced than everybody thinks. And it's just very frustrating because I like to like everybody and I like to be friends and I like to try to figure things out and find the middle ground. And sometimes people are making it so hard these days to find the middle ground. And I know a band like this can be really divisive to some degree, but you can't like think about it in terms of their politics. Their art is their art. And oh my God, this art has so much value. And this art works and is fire for any number of ideologies, even though I really like to think that we're generally all one, and the whole idea of giving us all ideologies makes it easy to put us into boxes and dehumanize us. So I don't like to identify people as various, like, you know, groups. I think as a group, I think Rage Against the Machine has something to offer the group. And, you know, I want to give you a full breath of what it's worth and try not to get lost in the politics of it if you're right and they seem to be left-leaning or whatever. The music is wonderful and you'll be happy that you did. You know, unfortunately, we got to put that stuff aside sometimes because there's wonderful things to learn from the material, especially if you're an artist and you want to make more music, or just if you like and appreciate music. And there's people who have done a wonderful job exploring certain areas of the ear candy variety. All right. So my least favorite record is the second one, which is Evil Empire. But even still, this record's pretty great. It's very sloppy, grungy, crunchy and yucky sounding. I didn't like how it sounded sonically, but it's got great songs on it. In fact, the first four songs are great. People of the Sun, which was a hit for them, Bulls on Parade, which was a hit for them, and Viet Now, which I think was maybe a hit for them. I love Viet Now. It's one of my favorite ones on this record. And Revolver's really cool, too. Snake Charmer and Tire Me are the next two tracks, but I'm not a big fan of those two. Down Rodeo is awesome, and Without a Face is awesome. I think one of those two might have gotten some airplay here or there, but yeah, I'm going down Rodeo with a shotgun. These people ain't seen a dark-skinned man since their grandparents bought one. You got to make that Tom Morello guitar. It's so funny, too, because they're my favorite band, and I'm not even a really big fan of his guitar sound. I think it's like really noisy sometimes and aggravates me sometimes, but I still love them. I think they're my favorite band. And honestly, they're my favorite band because they're so groovy, and I really like music that's rhythmic and, you know, kind of makes you want to move your body. And Rage Against the Machine, like, man, you hear a Rage Against the Machine song and you're standing up, you just want to, just want to move around to it. Finally, there's a couple other tracks that I'm not a huge fan of, but the last track on the album, Year of the Boomerang, is also really good. It's a good one. You know, so I mean, there's some great things on this record. If this was a record from any other band, I'd be like, yeah, it's one of the best records. Awesome. But this is Rage Against the Machine, so it is what it is. Year of the Boomerang is really great, though. Okay. The Battle of Los Angeles, that is a nearly perfect record. It's the third record that they put out and really ultimately the last Rage Against the Machine record, because the follow-up record here is a cover record that is dope in all of its own ways. But this record is really cool. It opens up with this track, Testify, that's super great. I don't know how much play on the radio that one's gotten, but it's a great one. Guerrilla Radio has definitely gotten some airplay. Guerrilla Radio's track 2, awesome one. Calm Like a Bomb is one of my favorite Rage Against the Machine songs ever. That's a great one. I think it was on a big soundtrack at some point, and I was so happy to see it there, so I'm sure some people have heard it, but oh, God. Calm Like a Bomb! Calm Like a Bomb! their stuff's just so groovy, so cool. Mike Check's a great track too. It's track number 4. Sleep Now with the Fire, which is track 5 on this record. That is another one of my favorite Rage Against the Machine songs of all time. Sleep Now with the Fire. It's so fucking good. Ooh, go listen to this record. Like, start here. It's such a good record. Born of a Broken Man. That one's after Sleep Now in the Fire. That one's a great track. So is Born as a Ghost, which is the track after that. So is Maria, which is the track after that. And I didn't remember that track because it's called Maria. What a great tune. Finally, the last two tracks in this record, Ashes in the Fall and War Within a Breath. War Within a Breath in particular is a really, really good one. But this whole record is great. There was like one or two that I was like, but there's so much value here, and all these tracks are so different and so unique. You know, you'd think that they would run out of ways to be groovy and cool, but they just don't. And in fact, they go on to groovify all of these amazing songs. The cover record that they've done, Renegades, is just so awesome. There's a few of the tracks that I don't particularly care for, but mostly just awesome. And some of these have become big, radio hits for them, because they were radio hits beforehand. They were cover songs of famous songs that they covered. And the opening 4 tracks on this record, Microphone Fiend, Pistol Grip Pump on My Lap at All Times, Kick Out the Jams, and Renegades of Funk, which was a big hit for them, all fucking phenomenal. Beautiful World's okay. I'm Housin' is phenomenal. In My Eyes is okay. Perhaps my favorite song of all time, next to My Father and Twisted Sister's classic, You Can't Stop Rock and Roll, is How I Could Just Kill a Man, as done by Rage Against the Machine. This song is so fucking groovy and cool and just moves you. Here is something you can't understand. But they're doing the groove. It goes. Kill a man. Kill a man. Here is something you can't understand. Kill a man. It's really just like, it just, few grooves hit so fucking hard and so good. It's really, yeah, such a mix of genres too. It's just, it feels so wonderful. And then, you know, the last 4 tracks on this record are some gems. The Ghost of Tom Joad is great. Down on the Street is incredible. Street Fighting Man, I'm less a fan of, but Maggie's Farm is fucking awesome. I really just like.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
But it's just like, the crazy thing is they're covering Bruce Springsteen and Bob Dylan and Minor Threat and Eric B. and Rakim and EPMD, MC5, The Rolling Stones, Cypress Hill, and Devo, and everything sounds like Rage Against the Machine. It's just like, they did such an amazing job translating all the songs. They turned them into great Rage Against the Machine songs, introduced you know, all new generations to all sorts of different artists. I mean, what a mix of bands that they have in there. I mean, it really is just, it's such an accomplishment. It's such a cool record. I don't know what else to say about it. I mean, like, the only reason I don't recommend you listen to this one first is because they're so wonderful in their own right, and I don't like this to, like, overshadow it. But, I mean, really, The Battle for Los Angeles, it's like a perfect record, and so is the original Rage Against the Machine record, and Renegades is just as wonderful as well. They do have some live stuff, and, you know, and a lot of people like their live material. They've got a like a remastered version of the first record if you find yourself really liking it. And there's some cool stuff on there. I was listening to some of it the other day. Live stuff is wonderful. Live at the Grand Olympic Auditorium and in Mexico City. There's some really cool things that you will be able to find of all, you know, the best songs. I mean, you know, there's lives for Bulls on Parade. There's lives for Bullet in the Head. There's lives for Born of a Broken Man. There's lives for Killing in the Name of. There's lives for Calm Like a Bomb. You know, these are some of my favorite songs. And there's tons of lives. Lives for Testify. Lives for Bomb Track. I love Bomb Track. War Within a Breath. I'm House In. Sleep Now in the Fire. People of the Sun. Guerrilla Radio. Kick Out the Jams. Know Your Enemy. All my favorites. No Shelter, they do a track for, I think it was, shoot, I don't remember now, it was some movie or whatever that it came out for, this No Shelter a track. It's a really good one. They do it live because it was a popular film. I don't remember which film it was, though. On the other record, there's largely a lot of the same stuff. You know, they do No Shelter again, but they do a song called Zabata's Blood, which is pretty cool. They do Township Rebellion on this one. Township Rebellion's a great tune. And then there's a live and rare record that has a ton of interesting, interesting, you know, bits added in, including them doing Fuck the Police live, which is pretty sweet. And Darkness from the Crow soundtrack, which is a pretty cool song that's hard to find, but it's the demo. I don't know if it's actually the one from the Crow soundtrack, but it sounded close enough to me. There's a couple other tracks on there that are cool, but that's it. You know, I'd say all that live and rare and all that other stuff, it's really for if you decide, yo, I love me some Rage Against the Machine. Anyway, when Zach decided he wanted to leave the band, they hooked up with Chris Cornell and they made a new band called Audio Slave. And Audio Slave is pretty amazing. They don't quite cut the mustard for the what's the three album rule, because they only put out three albums and their second album sucked so much ass. The first album that they put out is amazing. You know, this is my profile on Rage, so I'm not going to, you know, go too crazy here, but there's just some awesome highlights. A lot of this stuff ended up on the radio, but Cochise is quite amazing. Show Me How to Live is perhaps a favorite song of all time of mine. Really great. Set It Off is a great song that's on the album as well. Like a Stone is, you probably heard on the radio, great one. I Am the Highway, probably heard on the radio, another great one. Light My Way is a great song as well. Most of the material on this record is solid, and you know, those are some of my favorites. Their first record, their second record. I'm looking at the thing, and they tried to change their sound and be more like a normal band. And it was awful. They lost the thing that made them, that made them so cool. And it was not a good record. They came back like nothing had changed from the first record. And the third record they did, which is called Revelations, is great. The opening track, Revelations, is great. One and the Same is great. Sound of a Gun is same is great. I mean, Original Fire is amazing. Broken City, the Jewel of the Summertime, It's like this whole record is really solid. Wonderful. If you like Chris Cornell, his voice sounds amazing. And a lot, you know, most of these two records, the original self-titled Audio Slave and the final record from them, Revelations, are revelations. They're really awesome. Skip Out of Exile completely. It's really like it's just tarnishes their reputation. I was like, you sold out, motherfuckers. No, it's really like. So they've had some other bands as well during their, you know, they've been playing live shows with Zach again, but the band of Rage Against the Machine has stayed together. There's a band that they have now called Prophets of Rage, with one of the dudes from Cypress Hill and I think Chuck D. And I've only heard some stuff from that, but I do like a lot of it. It doesn't quite hit me the same way Zach does. It doesn't quite hit through. I think it's a little bit more reliant on the music because Zach really, like, his lyrics and his attack really cut through in a way other things didn't. I mean, Chris Cornell was able to do some stuff with them, clearly, with Audio Slave. But I don't know if everybody works just as good. They did another band that was kind of cool. They had some songs that I like called the Street Sweepers Social Club. I had listened to the whole record. Only the first few songs really excited me. But yeah, they've had some cool stuff. So, I mean, it's worth it to check out Rage. I would definitely say Audio Slave, those two records afterwards are great if you want to keep going. Zach as a lot of side projects that have never come out, but he does have a couple things that have come out, and the things that I've heard are cool, but just nothing has quite excited me like the combination of the real rhythmic attack of Tom Morello and company and De La Roca's really cutting in your face lyrical approach. I mean, I just think it's just so motivational, so cool. He's such a hero of mine, and I just appreciate him. And I mean, I know these people that I appreciate, that they're authentic, and I'm never like surprised to find out they're authentic, because I think you can tell, you know, when you really listen to people's tunes, you can sniff out people who are like, it's coming from them. It's radiating from them. Their lyrics and what it's about is who they are. And I mean, that's the thing, you know, love him or hate him politically or anything, you know, at all, you know, feelings you might have about Rage Against the Machine and their politics. Like, you really got to take him just as an artist, an authentic person on planet Earth. And this is his art. And it's like, that's the beautiful thing about art, is that we can get it in a way that encapsulates people and feelings and vibes. And this is a feeling and person that exists. And whether you love it or hate it as an ideology, I think most people should be able to appreciate it as art, as an art form. I really do. I think it's got so much merit.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What else do I have to say about them? They're such a huge influence on me, as like, I don't call myself a rapper or anything, but like, I rap sometimes. I love to write all kinds of music, and the music that I write is really eclectic. And, you know, I hesitated to for a long time because of like that sort of like weird cultural appropriation, like, hey, white boy kind of thing. But I just like it as a tool in the toy chest, and I think sometimes it's appropriate, especially when you can mix it and match it with other types of genres and bring them together. I like really dynamic and kind of interesting music. I think the future is one genre that, you know, does a lot more interesting and complex things. And I'm trying to push towards that kind of stuff and the things that I do. So I'm going to be ending every track. I'm going to be ending every episode of this show that I do with some bit of music that I feel like is reflective or as close to reflective as possible on the artist who I'm speaking about's influence on me. So, I mean, this one is really on the nose today. I did a record just a little while ago that's out as Jesse Blaze called Come With Me If You Want to Live. And one of the tracks on the record is called Get Smart. And my producer had written this already. And after we had done the record, because there's another track on the record called KO, which has a bit of a similar vibe, a bit of an influence of Rage Against the Machine, but it's a little bit more of an influence of maybe like Linkin Park or something like that. But this one was very Rage Against the Machine, and I'm such a huge Rage fan, and I wrote this in like a fever dream. I came away with this, and I was really happy with it. It's actually about working with the psychedelic plant ayahuasca, which I worked with in Peru and in Los Angeles with a shaman, and had very positive experiences in growing my soul and my consciousness on planet Earth, and I wrote this song about, you know, getting smart. So check this out, what's my usual thing? I got some notes on what I should say on the way out, because I do another podcast called Coolest Geek Alive. It's every Wednesday when comic books come out, and every Saturday morning like cartoons, and that's how you remember. 2 days a week, I talk about just basically ways in which they are succeeding or fucking up. More often than not, it's fucking up. Adapting this wonderful geek culture material that we have given them, and now they're screwing it up. I love geek culture stuff the same way I love music. Actually, like, you know, I mean, not that I'm like that with artists either. Like, I don't really give a shit. I just care about their comics. I read their comics. I read their books. I don't read their memoirs. I don't know. Are other people like me? Write me at jesseblaze@jessesnyder.com and tell me if you're like me. I just don't give a shit. I don't read the memoirs. I don't care about the exploits of the artist. I just want the good music. All right? That's what you're going to get from me. I'm just going to get the good music. Okay? Not the memoirs, just the good music. Let's see. I hope that you've all come to understand exactly why all your favorite bands suck and who your new favorite band should be. Rage Against the Machine. This is Jesse Blaze Snyder saying, it's not your fault you have terrible taste in music. All your favorite bands suck is here to help you. You can join us every Monday for a fresh and eclectic favorite band of the week. Plus, you can write to me at jesseblaze@jessesnyder.com. If you're a geek like me, please join me every Wednesday and Saturday for my geek culture podcast, Coolest Geek Alive, where we explore the complexities of adapting rich geek culture source material into films and TV. You've been listening to All Your Favorite Bands Suck. Thank you for joining me. I love you, and I look forward to seeing you again on another fabulous episode of All Your Favorite Bands Suck.
It's about time.
This is Get Smart.
Yeah.
By Jesse Blaze.
All right, all right, all right. If you got a good heart, you better get smart. The devil's all around and not the one you want. This shit is so profound. Let's drink another quart. If you got a good heart, you better get smart. If you got good ears, you better listen clear. All masters at the mic, she's had the sauce for years. She's got you in her sights, the others disappear. If you got good ears, you better listen clear. Disappear if you got good ears. is, you better listen clear. If you got a good heart, you better get smart. The devil's all around, and not the ones you want. This shit is so profound, let's drink another quart. If you got a good heart, you better get smart. I like to raise and blaze some chronic for the pain. Light me up like a tree and get me listening. I almost went deaf, I haven't died yet. Burned down my house twice, I haven't lied yet. My master sensei taught me the old ways. I'm here to honor him, but tear a new page. Plenty room at the top, just clear the roadways, or I'ma crash in. Explore my own ways. You wanna play sports? No, I'm a pro champ. You're gonna backflip, dude. I'm the coach there. You read some books too? Drop me a quote there. I prep for this day. I paid my fair share. If you got good ears, you better listen clear. If you got good ears, you better listen clear. If you got good ears, you better listen clear. And if you got a good heart, you better get smart. Shit to do, can't just walk away from the tried and true. We got mouths to feed and we pay our dues, so we just may die buried in IOUs. But the time has come, yes, it's finally here. Step up to the rope, slip your neck in here. You just close your eyes and you mask your fears. Step right off of the block, straight into the clear. Straight into the clear. Straight into the clear.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.